AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. CSX's 50-week trend signal faces a participation test near the railroad stock's peak. CSX ended the week just 0.8% below its 52-week high after a 4.4% advance, with railroad breadth supportive, but volume only modestly above the 13-week norm. Research brief. CSX closed at $47.66 for the week ended June 26, 2026, leaving the stock at 97.8% of its 52-week range and 15.8% above its weekly trend line. The ShareMaestro setup remains constructive, with an active 50-week trend signal, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength. The caution is confirmation. Volume of 65.0 million was 1.1 times the 13-week average and below the 52-week average, while the stock trades at a 39.6% premium to ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. CSX gained 4.4% on the week, outperforming the U.S. railroads industry average of 2.7% and the U.S. industrials average of 0.1%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 50 active weeks out of the past 52, and price 15.8% above the $41.14 trend line. 3. Volume was supportive, but not forceful, at 65.0 million shares, equal to 1.1 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average. 4. The stock is only 0.8% below its 52-week high of $48.03, while its 39.6% fair value premium raises the bar for further follow-through. Range top price action meets a still active trend regime. CSX finished the latest completed week at $47.66, up 4.4%, rebounding from the prior week's decline and moving back to within 0.8% of its 52-week high. The move keeps the railroad operator high in its yearly range, at 97.8% between the $31.48 low and $48.03 high, and leaves the stock comfortably above its $41.14 weekly trend line. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, with 50 of the past 52 weeks showing an active signal and a composite score of 76. That is strong opportunity evidence, particularly given the 16.0% 12-week return and 31.0% 26-week return. The counterweight is valuation distance. CSX is 39.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of $34.14. So further gains may need cleaner confirmation rather than simple trend persistence. Railroad context is supportive, with CSX slightly ahead of its group. Sector context is constructive rather than euphoric. U.S. industrials rose an average 0.1% for the week, with 56.0% trend breadth, 62.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 55.0% positive relative strength breadth. CSX ranked in the 73rd percentile among 646 U.S. industrials names on weekly performance, a clear outperformance versus the wider sector. The industry read is stronger. U.S. railroads averaged a 2.7% weekly gain, 5.1% over 4 weeks, and 14.9% over 12 weeks, with trend breadth at 72.7% and positive market dynamics breadth at 81.8%. CSX's 4.4% weekly gain and 16.0% 12-week gain sit above the group averages, although its 5.3% 4-week return is only marginally ahead of the industry's 5.1%. This shows steady participation rather than a runaway peer move. Market dynamics improve, but volume has not delivered a breakout quality signal. Market dynamics are positive, with the latest activity pressure reading at 1.44 and the relative strength reading at 9.10. That supports the view that the weekly recovery is more than a random bounce. However, the signal state is not a fresh buy, so the current evidence is best described as continuation within an established trend rather than a new initiation event. Volume was adequate but not emphatic. CSX traded 65.0 million shares, above the 13-week average of 61.3 million, but below the 52-week average of 71.3 million. A 1.1 times volume ratio confirms participation at a basic level, yet it falls short of the stronger 1.5 times threshold that would show a more decisive institutional footprint near the highs. Risk is measured, but the high water zone leaves less room for error. Recent volatility is contained, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.5% versus a 52-week base of 2.9%. The one-year up-down split is favorable at 31 positive weeks against 21 negative weeks, and average positive weeks of 2.7% have exceeded average negative weeks of 2.1% in absolute terms. The main risk is not a broken trend, but crowding near the upper end of the range. There is one reversal marker in the recent smart money tape, and the stock's premium to fair value is already wide. What to watch next is whether CSX can hold above the trend line while pressing the 48.03 USD high, whether activity pressure remains positive, and whether volume expands beyond recent norms if price attempts another range top push. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.